It's time for your exclusive pre-
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the best way to fall asleep with Nightfalls, you can now become a premium supporter. Enjoy the entire back catalogue of Nightfalls classics, all with a rich, immersive, and totally ad-free experience. If you love falling asleep to Nightfalls, Nightfalls Premium will elevate your sleep while helping to support myself and the team. We love creating Nightfalls, but without supporters, it wouldn't be possible. Join Nightfalls Premium today in just two taps on both Apple Podcasts or via the Supercast link found in the show notes for all other podcast players. Your sleep will thank you for it, and so will I.
If you've been feeling overwhelmed with anxiety lately, try listening to a guided meditation on the Meditation for Anxiety podcast. Meditation is a proven, natural way to help you calm down and dissolve stress so you can feel lighter and happier. So subscribe for free today to the Meditation for Anxiety podcast by searching for Meditation for Anxiety on your favorite podcast player.
Preview of tonight's bonus episode. So, lay back, relax, and hear what's beyond the ancient pines of Nightfalls Premium. To listen to the episode in full, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, or for all other podcast players, follow the Supercast link in the show notes. We woke to dappled sunlight on the soft sands of the beach. It had been months since I'd felt the heat of the sun drifting through the pine trees and settling on my skin. As I relaxed beside Devani that morning, the heat of it felt like the heat of luxury. It was velvet, it was gold, it was silk. And it was silver as it sank beneath my skin and settled into my muscles. That morning I thought I felt the heat of the sun easing me into spring along with the clearing around me. Snow still blanketed the earth beyond the clearing, walling up a little against the borders of the incantation my friends and I had cast over Nightfalls all those months ago to keep the cold at bay. It seemed as clear as day that the soft snow that had drifted out of the sky that evening prior had truly been winter's final flurry. There was movement out in the pine forest beyond Nightfalls. A scuttling, a scurry, a sheepish shuffle to and fro as creatures big and small came out of hibernation and stretched their limbs and lungs for the first time in months. The long winter months had left me feeling as though my friends and I had been caught up in a hibernation of our own. Nightfalls had been our burrow, the lake, our water store, and the thick coats Lyra had stitched together for us, our very own winter fur. That morning, just like the creatures that lived out between the pine trees, my friends and I were waking up from the longest slumbers. Perhaps we hadn't slept for months on end, but the brittle cold of winter had given us cause to rest. To relax, to curl up beside the fire and wait out the weather. Even before breakfast, I felt the urge to stretch my legs, to make the most of the soft sunlight dripping down the side of the mountains that morning. I got the sense that Lyra felt much the same, for she had ambled up to Nightfall's and begun clattering pots about, fussing over a breakfast she was never really planning on making, almost an hour earlier than she tended to. "Perhaps we might spend a day skiing," she suggested, once I'd set out her over-easy eggs for her and cleared the emptied plate away. When the idea had hung in the air for long enough, suspended by a rather reluctant silence, I made myself the first to admit that I'd never learned to ski. Devani, Anwin, and Wanda were quick to follow in their admissions. Otto, unsurprisingly, stayed tight-lipped on the matter, but I suppose that was to be expected from the schnauzer. Otto had four paws, a fur coat, and likely no need for a pair of skis. Anwin, understandably, was least enthused by the idea of straying so far from the lake. I'd never seen her put more than a few hundred meters between herself and the portal to the world beneath its waters. It took more than a little back and forth to convince my friends and I that the afternoon's adventure would be an enjoyable one, when none of us had the faintest idea how to ski, and indeed hadn't a pair of the things between us. "Hickory wood is best for making skis," Lyra offered. "But any non-tropical hardwood will do," she insisted, sending a rather pointed look in my direction. "Well, we all be needing a pair," I sighed. "None for me," Anwin was quick to insist. "And I think I'd rather walk," Wanda confessed. But Lyra was having none of it.
"Nonsense," my dear old friend muttered. "We will all be in need of a set. Even if we don't travel far on them today, they may very well come in handy someday."
To enjoy the complete bedtime story and my entire back catalogue, join Nightfall's Premium today. You can subscribe in just two taps on Apple Podcasts or via the Supercast link in the show notes for all other podcast players. Your support really makes a difference. Thank you.